North Korea and its president, Kim Jong-il, have long been assailed by the world community for prolonging famine and political persecution. This month, Amnesty International published a report charging that the nation, which is in the midst of a decade-long famine, has selectively denied food aid to thousands of its starving citizens. According to the document, hundreds of thousands of North Koreans have died, and millions more are dangerously malnourished. William Schulz, Executive Director of Amnesty International, joins us now from the studios of member station WABE in Atlanta. Mr. Schulz, thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure, Scott.
Let me get to the charges that are at the heart of your report, if we can, Mr. Schulz. Who's being denied food and on what basis?
This is not a case of biting the hand that feeds you. It's a case of starving the hand that bites you or that might bite you. The North Korean government divides its population into three categories: core supporters, wavering supporters, and hostile persons. Mm-hmm. It labels about a quarter of the population hostile people. And that status means that those people are deprived of access to the best jobs. They're deprived of access to education. This report shows that they are also deprived of access to basic food.
Mm-hmm. And there have been reports of execution.
Yes, indeed. The fact is this. North Korea also controls the travel both inside the country and certainly for those who are seeking to get out. People who are deprived of food will often forage for food outside of their assigned residences or workplaces. They will often travel into the countryside. There have been, of course, many cases of people trying to gain access to China and to South Korea, but China in particular. And when they are caught and turned back by the Chinese government, they are executed. We have recorded cases of people executed for stealing crops or for killing livestock simply because they're trying to survive.
What have you been told by experts as to how much of this famine is caused by politics, entrepreneurial greed, or something that has nothing to do with agriculture?
There is no question but what the political isolation of North Korea and its refusal to engage with the international community has contributed to this crisis. Yes, it's true that floods and drought are a factor. It's true that the collapse of North Korea's relationship with the Soviet Union, which provided a huge percentage of its imports and of its food, that contributed as well. But the government has made fundamental decisions that have exacerbated this problem. By denying, for example, international agencies the right to monitor the distribution of their food, they have encouraged some of those agencies to withdraw altogether. By refusing the population itself the opportunity to have information through a free press and free speech about the extent of this crisis and about how to handle it, they have contributed in that way to making sure that the population itself remains ignorant and under the thumb of the government. Of course, the regime presumably does not desire a famine, and indeed it has sought out assistance from other countries, and the international community has responded. But it's important to remember that North Korea is built upon an ideology of what it calls self-reliance. To acknowledge to the world at large that it is as desperate as it is would be a tremendous slap in the face to this notion. Losing face in that way and potentially having to open itself up to the international community for trade would be a major blow to the ideology of this regime.
What would you have the international community do at this point if you could will that?
Well, the first thing to say is that Amnesty International in no way calls for a cutting off of food supplies by the international community. In fact, we condemn that if it is used as a political tool. North Korea and North Koreans need this food and they should receive it. At the same time, the international community should do everything it can not only to put direct pressure on the North Korean government, but to put pressure on the Chinese government, which is one of North Korea's major patrons. China is a key player in this process, and the international community should do everything it can to see that China lives up to its own international obligations.
Mr. Schulz, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
William Schulz, Executive Director of Amnesty International, speaking from Atlanta.